Edit Tom. Help Tom. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Edit is the verb to help in the imperative form, which is used to give commands. Tom is the name of the person being addressed. The sentence is short and direct, emphasizing the urgency of the request to help Tom. Salut, le mec. Hi, guys. This is a casual greeting, often used among friends. Salut means hi or hello and is a common informal greeting. Le mec is a slang term for guys or dudes, used in a friendly or informal context. Comme c'est mignon. How cute. This is an exclamation, expressing a feeling of delight or amusement. Comme means how in this context. It's an intensifier, emphasizing the following adjective. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning it is. Mignon is an adjective meaning cute, adorable, or charming. Trop mignon. This is too cute. Trop means too or too much in this context. Mignon is an adjective meaning cute or adorable. Hi. Hi is an exclamation mark used to express enthusiasm or surprise. This phrase is used to express a strong feeling of affection or admiration for something that is considered very cute. Trop mignon. She's so cute. The sentence is an exclamation and uses the word trop, which means to or very. The word mignon means cute and is a feminine adjective. The exclamation mark indicates the speaker's strong feeling about the cuteness of the person being described. Quelle profondeur? What depth? This is a simple question asking about the profondeur. Depth of something. Quelle is an interrogative adjective meaning what and modifies the noun. Profondeur is a feminine noun meaning depth. Profondeur is the subject of the sentence. The question mark indicates this is an interrogative sentence. Comme elle est belle. How beautiful she is. This sentence is a simple exclamation expressing admiration. Comme means how or as in this context, it acts as an intensifier. Elle is the pronoun, she. Elle is the verb, to be, in the present tense, third person singular. Belle is the feminine adjective, beautiful. The exclamation mark emphasizes the speaker's strong feeling of admiration. Comme c'est chouette. How cool. Breakdown. Comme means like or as in this context. It introduces a comparison. C'est is a contraction of ce, this slash that, and is. So this means it is. Chouette means cool or great. Key concepts. Comme can be used to introduce comparisons of quality or quantity, and it is often used in exclamations like this one. C'est is a common contraction in French, and it's important to recognize it to understand the meaning of sentences. Comme c'est gentil. How kind of you. This sentence expresses gratitude or appreciation. Let's break it down. Calm. This is an adverb meaning how or as. Here, it's used to emphasize the adjective that follows. Sir. This is a contraction of sir. This and air is. It's the third person singular form of the verb to be. Jordi. This is an adjective meaning kind or nice. In this sentence, the emphasis is on the how of the kindness, making it a stronger expression of gratitude than just saying Jordi. Alone. C'est du joli. That's pretty. This sentence uses the impersonal pronoun, say, which means, it is, in English. Do, is a partitive article that means, some, in English, and is used before joli, which is an adjective meaning, pretty. So, the sentence means, it is some pretty, or in English, that's pretty. Comme c'est agréable. How pleasant that is. This sentence uses the c'est construction, which is a contraction of il est. It is the adjective agréable. Agrees with the implicit subject ça. That which is understood in the sentence. J'ai gagné. I won. This sentence is very simple, and expresses the action of winning in the past. Let's break it down. J. Colon, this is the contraction of je. I, and a. Have. This is a very common contraction in French, and helps to make the language sound more natural. A. Colon, this is the present tense of the verb avoir. To have. In this case, it is used to form the past participle of the verb gagner. To win. Gagner. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb gagner. To win. Past participles are used to form the perfect tenses in French. In this case, it indicates that the action of winning happened in the past. So the full sentence translates to, I have won, but in English, it is perfectly natural to simply say, I won. Quelle grossièreté. What rudeness. The sentence is an exclamation expressing shock and disapproval. Quelle is the feminine singular form of the interrogative adjective. Quelle. What, and is used here in an exclamatory sense, meaning, what a grossièreté, is a noun, meaning, rudeness. The exclamation, quelle grossièreté, literally translates to, what rudeness, but it is used to express the speaker's strong negative reaction to an action or statement they perceive as rude. Quelle sagesse. What wisdom. This sentence is a simple exclamation. Quelle is an interrogative adjective meaning what or which. It is used here to emphasize the noun that follows. Sagesse. Sagesse is a noun meaning wisdom. The exclamation mark at the end of the sentence indicates that the speaker is expressing surprise or admiration. Dépêche-toi. Hurry up. This sentence is a command in the tu form of the imperative verb dépêcher, meaning to hurry. Le toi ending indicates that the command is directed at one person, making it an informal command. Oui. Hurry up. This is an informal and imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Oui. Is the informal imperative form of the verb. Oui. Which means, to hurry, or to scurry. This is the standard way of saying hurry up in French, and can be used with friends, family, or anyone you are comfortable with.
Pressez-vous.
Hurry up. Breakdown.
Pressez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Pressez.
To hurry. The imperative is used to give commands or instructions.
Vous.
Is the formal pronoun, you. Is the exclamation mark, which emphasizes the command. Key concept. The imperative form of verbs is used to give direct commands.
Fissa.
This is an informal and playful exclamation, similar to, hey, or wow, in English. It is a shortened version of fifissa, which is a colloquial expression of surprise or excitement.
Magua.
This is an imperative sentence that translates to, pull yourself together, or get a grip. Breakdown.
Manitoua.
This is the imperative form of the verb,
se manier,
which means, to pull oneself together, or, to get a grip.
Toua.
This is the pronoun, you, in the informal, singular form. The imperative form of the verb is usually used with the informal form of, you, which implies a casual, or familiar tone. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or instructions. It is the only mood that directly addresses the listener. Informal vs. formal. In French, the pronoun, you, can be either informal,
tu,
or formal,
vous.
The informal form is typically used with friends, family, or people you know well. The formal form is used with strangers, people in positions of authority, or people you want to show respect to.
Maniez-vous.
This phrase means, hold on, or hang on. The verb,
ma, Cyrillic, ge, Cyrillic, n, Cyrillic, ye, z,
is the imperative form of the verb,
ma, Cyrillic, ge, Cyrillic, n, Cyrillic, ye, r,
which means, to hold on, or, to hang on. The,
vous,
is the plural form of the pronoun, you, so this command is directed to multiple people.
Je suis Tom.
I am Tom. This sentence is a simple statement of identity.
Je,
is the subject pronoun meaning, I.
Suis,
is the first person singular form of the verb, to be, in the present tense.
Tom,
is the proper noun, the name of the person. The sentence is in the simple present tense, which describes a state of being.
J'ai juré.
I swore. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is a common tense in French used to express actions completed in the past.
J'ai. A.
Is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have.
Juré.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Juré.
To swear. So, the literal translation is, I have sworn. However, in English, we usually just say, I swore.
Oh no.
Oh no. This is a simple exclamation of surprise, dismay, or alarm.
Oh.
Is a common interjection used to express surprise or dismay.
No.
Is the French word for no. In this case, it serves to emphasize the negative feeling of the exclamation.
Je m'en suis bien sorti.
I got out of it well. This sentence is in the past tense, specifically the passé composé, which is a common way to express completed actions in the past. Let's break it down. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Am. This is the reflexive pronoun, myself. It's the contracted form of me plus n. Ah. This pronoun means from it or out of it. It refers to a situation or difficulty. See. This is the present tense of the verb to be, conjugated in the first person singular. It is part of the passé composé. Sorti. This is the past participle of the verb to go out. Sortir. In the passé composé, it is used with the auxiliary verb to be because it is a verb of motion. Yeah. This means well and modifies the past participle. Sorti. Therefore, the sentence means that the speaker successfully navigated a difficult situation. Je m'en suis bien sorti. I got out of it well. Breakdown. Je. I, this is the subject pronoun, indicating the speaker. M. Myself, this is a reflexive pronoun, meaning the action of the verb is directed back to the subject. R. From it, or out of it, this pronoun refers to a previously mentioned situation, or event. C. Am, this is the present tense of the verb. Être. To be. Sorti. Gotten out, this is the past participle of the verb. Sortir. To go out, indicating a completed action. Yeah. Well, this adverb modifies the past participle, indicating the manner in which the subject got out. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. This is a pronoun that refers back to the subject of the verb. Past participle. This is a verb form that indicates a completed action. Adverb. This word modifies a verb, adjective, or another adverb to provide more information about the action, or quality. Je l'ai fait. I did it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Elle. This is the direct object pronoun, it. It is a contraction of le and the, which refers to something previously mentioned. A. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, to have, in the first person singular. It is used with the past participle, fait, to form the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. Faire. This is the past participle of the verb faire, to do, to make. Key concepts. Passé composé. Compound past. This tense is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, or être, to be, and the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronouns. Pronouns like le, la, le, and elle are used to replace nouns that are the direct object of a verb. They come before the conjugated verb in a sentence. C'est moi qui l'ai fait. It is I who did it. This sentence uses the c'est plus qui construction, which emphasizes the subject of the verb. C'est means it is, and qui is a relative pronoun meaning who. The verb est fait is in the past participle form, and it agrees with the subject. Moi. I. J'ai échoué. I failed. This sentence uses the passé composé, which is a common verb tense in French that is used to express an action that has been completed in the past. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb. avoir. To have, in the appropriate conjugation for the subject, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Here, the subject is je. I, so the auxiliary verb is conjugated as e. Have. The main verb is échouer. To fail, and its past participle is échouer. Therefore, the full breakdown is j. I, subject pronoun e. Have, conjugated auxiliary verb échouer. Failed, past participle of the main verb. The whole sentence translates to, I have failed, which is often shortened to, I failed, in English. J'ai oublié. I forgot. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. J is the contracted form of je, I, and the e of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Oublié is the past participle of the verb oublié, to forget. So the sentence is literally, I have forgotten. J'ai compris. I understand. The sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to express an action that has been completed in the past. It is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the present tense, j'ai, and the past participle of the main verb compris. J'ai is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, meaning, I have. Compris is the past participle of the verb comprendre, meaning, to understand. J'ai fait une gaffe. I made a mistake. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to talk about actions that happened in the past and are finished. It is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the present tense, in this case, j'ai, for I have, followed by the past participle of the main verb faire, in this case, gaffe, is a noun that means mistake or blunder. J'ai compris. I understand. This is a simple sentence in the passé composé tense. J is the contraction of je and e, meaning I and have, respectively. E is the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Compris is the past participle of the verb comprendre, to understand. In the passé composé, the auxiliary verb changes to agree with the subject, e.g. j'ai, tu as, il a, and the past participle remains the same, regardless of the subject. J'ai capté. I understood. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past and is now completed. J is the contraction of je, which means I, and is the subject of the sentence. E is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, to have, which is used as an auxiliary verb in the passé composé. Capté is the past participle of the verb. Capte. To get. To understand. To catch. The sentence literally means, I have understood, but is used more informally like, I got it, or, I understand.
Calme-toi.
Calm down. This is a direct imperative verb in the to form, meaning, you, in the informal singular.
Calme-toi
is the imperative form of the verb
calmer,
which means, to calm.
Gêner.
I helped. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past, and are now finished.
J
is the contracted form of
je.
I and
a
have.
Aimé
is the past participle of the verb
aimé
to help.
The passé composé
is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, and the past participle of the main verb, in this case, the past participle
aimer,
agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je.
I.
J'ai sauté.
I jumped. The sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past.
J'ai
is the first person singular conjugation of the
avoir
auxiliary verb, which is used to form the
passé composé
with verbs of the first and second conjugation.
Sauté
is the past participle of the verb
sauté,
which means to jump. The sentence translates literally to, I have jumped, but the
passé composé
is most often used to express a completed action in the past.
J'ai regardé.
I looked. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
the most common past tense in French.
J'ai
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a
have.
A
is the present tense of the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, which is used to form the
passé composé
with most verbs.
Regarder
is the past participle of the verb
regarder
to look at slash watch. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject. In this case, the subject,
je,
I, is singular and masculine, so the past participle ends in
accent aigu.
J'ai râlé. I complained.
J'ai
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a
have. This is the present tense of the verb
avoir
to have, conjugated in the first person singular.
Râlé
is the past participle of the verb
râler
to complain, and it is used in the passé composé, a common French verb tense to describe completed actions in the past. It is used with
avoir
as an auxiliary verb.
J'ai fait signe de la tête.
I nodded my head. The sentence, J'ai fait signe de la tête, is a simple sentence in the past tense, meaning that the action of nodding has already taken place. Here is a breakdown. J'ai is the contracted form of J plus AI, meaning, I have. This is the present tense of the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, which is used to form the past tense of most verbs in French. Fate is the past participle of the verb, fare, to do, to make. Seen is a noun, meaning, sign, or signal. There is a preposition meaning, of. La is the definite article meaning, the. Tert is a noun, meaning, head. The sentence literally translates to, I have made a sign of the head. But in English, we would use the more common expression, I nodded my head. J-O-B-E. I obeyed. The sentence is in the passé composé. Past tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, in the present tense. A. And the past participle of the main verb. Obéi. Obeyed. The subject pronoun. J. I is contracted with the auxiliary verb. Je téléphoné. I telephoned. This sentence is in the passé simple. Simple past tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Here is a breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Téléphoné is the first-person singular form of the verb. Téléphoner. To telephone, in the passé simple. J'ai téléphoné. I telephoned. This sentence uses the passé composé, which is a common way to express past actions in French. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a, have. It is the subject pronoun and the auxiliary verb in the passé composé. Téléphoner is the past participle of the verb téléphoner. To telephone. The sentence literally translates as I have telephoned. But in English, we usually just say, I telephoned. Je refuse. I refuse. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Refuse. This is the first-person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, refuser, which means, to refuse. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb refuse is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject. Je. Pronoun use. The pronoun je is used to represent the speaker. Je le refuse. I refuse it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Le. This is the direct object pronoun, it. It is masculine singular. Refuse. This is the verb, to refuse, in the present tense, first person singular. Key concept. This sentence uses the direct object pronoun to replace the object of the verb. This is a common feature of French grammar, and it helps to make the language more concise. Détends-toi. Relax. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. It is constructed as follows. Détends. This is the verb. Détends. Conjugated in the imperative mood, second person singular, you. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Toi. This is the reflexive pronoun. Toi. You, attached to the verb to form the reflexive imperative. Reflexive verbs, in French, describe actions that are performed by the subject on themselves. This is the exclamation mark, which signifies that the sentence is an exclamation, adding emphasis to the command. Therefore, détends-toi. literally translates to relax yourself, but is commonly understood as relax in English.
Je me suis reposé.
I rested myself. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
se reposer,
which means to rest oneself. He is the subject pronoun, I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself. Suis is the conjugation of the verb
être.
To be, in the past participle form. It is used with the reflexive verb
se reposer.
To create the passé composé, past tense. Repassé is the past participle of the verb
se reposer.
So the sentence translates to, I rested myself. It is important to note that the reflexive pronoun
me
is necessary to correctly use the verb
se reposer. Je me suis reposé.
I rested myself. This sentence is in the passé composé, past perfect tense, which describes an action that was completed in the past.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, meaning myself. This is used because the subject is performing the action on themselves.
Suis
is the conjugated form of the verb
être.
To be, which is used in the passé composé with reflexive verbs. It agrees with the subject pronoun
je. Reposer
is the past participle of the verb
reposer.
To rest. It is feminine because it agrees with the reflexive pronoun
me.
Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Verbs where the subject performs the action on themselves. Passé composé. A common past tense in French, formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, or
être.
To be, and the past participle of the main verb. Agreement. In French, adjectives and past participles must agree in gender and number with the noun or pronoun they modify.
Je l'ai vu.
I saw him / her / it. This is a simple sentence in the past tense using the
passé composé
tense. Breakdown. G.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I, L.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, him / her / it.
The
L is a contracted form of
le,
the masculine singular definite article, and
le
is used because the direct object is masculine. AI
avoir
is the auxiliary verb to have in the first person singular, present tense.
Vous
voir is the past participle of the verb to see. Key concepts.
Passé composé
is a common past tense in French and is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
or
être
plus the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronouns. In French, direct object pronouns come before the conjugated verb. They are used to replace nouns that directly receive the action of the verb. The direct object pronouns are
me,
me,
de,
you,
le,
him / it,
la,
her / it,
nous,
us,
vous,
you,
les,
them, contractions, the definite articles,
le,
masculine singular,
la,
feminine singular, and
les,
plural, contract with the prepositions
à,
to / at, and
de,
from / of.
Je l'ai vu. I saw him slash her slash it. This sentence uses the passé composé, past tense, in French. Je. Je. Means I, and is the subject pronoun. L. L. Is a contraction of le. The, and l. L. The feminine definite article, and refers to the object. AI. A. Is the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir. Avoir. To have, conjugated for the first person singular. Vous. Vous. Is the past participle of the verb voir. Voir. To see. The passé composé is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir. Avoir. Or être. Être. To be, with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, avoir. Avoir. Is used with voir. Voir. The past participle vous. Vous. Agrees in gender and number with the object L. L. If it is a direct object. J'ai soupiré. I sighed. The sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. J. Is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have, which is the conjugated form of avoir. In the present tense for the first person singular. Soupirer. Is the past participle of the verb. Soupirer. To sigh. The sentence translates literally as, I have sighed. In English, we use the simple past tense, I sighed. J'ai souri. I smiled. The sentence uses the passé composé, a common past tense in French, formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the present tense, a, and the past participle, souri. Souri is the past participle of the verb sourire, to smile. Je suis resté. I stayed. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to express an action that has been completed in the past. The subject pronoun je, I, is followed by the être. To be, verb in the past participle form. Resté. Stayed. Resté is an irregular verb in the passé composé, as its past participle form changes to resté. Je suis resté. I stayed. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to express an action that has been completed in the past. The verb rester means to stay. The subject pronoun je means I, and the past participle rester is the feminine form, which is used because the subject is feminine. The sentence literally translates to I have stayed. However, in English, we use the simpler past tense stayed to convey the same meaning. J'ai parlé. I spoke. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. J'ai is the first person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Parler is the past participle of the verb parler. To speak.
the past participle. Parler. Agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. I, but since. Je. Is singular and masculine, the participle doesn't change. Je l'utilise. I use it. This sentence uses the je pronoun, which is the subject pronoun for I in French. The verb utiliser means to use and is conjugated in the present tense. The direct object pronoun le refers to a masculine singular noun that was previously mentioned in the conversation. Détendez-vous. Relax. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request. Détendez-vous is the imperative form of the verb se détendre, which means to relax. The vous form is used to address a group of people or a single person in a formal setting. Exclamation, this is the exclamation mark, which emphasizes the urgency or importance of the request. J'en fais usage. I am using it. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and le. The a is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned noun, here it's likely referring to something like a tool or a resource. Faire is the present tense form of the verb faire. To do slash to make. Usage means use. Key concepts. Contractions. J is a common contraction in French. Pronoun. A. Colon, this pronoun replaces a noun to avoid repetition. Present tense. The verb is in the present tense, indicating an ongoing action. Je m'en sers. I use it. This is a very simple sentence in French. It uses the reflexive pronoun je, which means I, and the reflexive verb me servir, which means to use. The a serves as a pronoun and refers to a previously mentioned object, in this case, it. Sert is the second person singular present tense form of the verb servir, to use. You can say this with more emphasis as je m'en sers beaucoup, meaning I use it a lot. Je paierai. I will pay. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun I in French. Paierai. This is the future tense of the verb payer. To pay. The future tense is formed by adding the ending a to the stem of the verb, which in this case is payer. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. In French, the verb must agree with the subject in number and person. Since the subject is je, I, the verb is conjugated in the first person singular. Future tense. The future tense is used to express actions that will happen in the future. Je paie. I pay. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Paie is the first person singular present tense form of the verb payer, meaning to pay. Je vais essayer. I am going to try. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun I in the subject form. Vais. This is the present tense of the verb aller. To go, conjugated in the first person singular. It indicates that the action is about to happen. Essayer. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to try. It is used here as the object of the verb. Where? Key concepts. Present tense. Used to describe actions that are happening now, or are about to happen. Infinitive. The basic form of a verb, often used after other verbs to express the purpose or action of the verb. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Where. Must agree in number and person with the subject. Je. J'essaierai. I will try. This sentence uses the future simple tense. J'essaierai. Which is formed by conjugating the verb. Essayer. To try, in the future simple tense. The subject pronoun. Je. I, is contracted with the verb to form. J'essaierai. Je suis revenu. I have returned. This sentence is in the passé composé. A common French tense used to describe actions that happened in the past and are finished. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be, used with the past participle to form the passé composé. Revenu is the past participle of the verb revenir. To return. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb être or avoir, followed by the past participle revenir. Uses être in the passé composé because it is a verb of motion. Me revoilà. Here I am again. This is a very simple phrase, meaning, here I am again. The verb revoilà is a combination of voici, here is, and voilà. There is slash that is the at the beginning indicates again or back. Me is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. The sentence could also be translated as I am here again. Je suis chauve. I am bald. The sentence is composed of je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, for the first person singular. Chauve. This is an adjective that means bald. The sentence literally translates to I am bald. It is a simple sentence that uses the present tense of the verb être to describe a state of being. Je suis occupé. I am busy. This sentence is a simple statement using the present tense of the verb être. To be. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être. To be, in the present tense. Occupé is the past participle of the verb occupé. To occupy, and is used as an adjective here, meaning busy. Relax, Max. Relax, Max. This is a simple imperative sentence. Relax is the imperative form of the verb relaxé, meaning to relax. Max is the name of the person being addressed. The exclamation point at the end indicates that the sentence is an exclamation, which in this case suggests a friendly and encouraging tone. Je suis occupé. I am busy. The sentence, Jisoo is occupied, translates to, I am busy, in English. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Sui is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be. Occupé is the feminine past participle of the verb, occupe, to occupy. It's used here as an adjective, meaning, busy. The sentence uses the present tense, and expresses a state of being. It's a simple way to convey that the speaker is currently occupied. Je suis calme. I am calm. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning, I. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb. Être, meaning, to be. Calm is an adjective meaning, calm. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject plus verb plus adjective. J'ai froid. I am cold. This sentence uses the verb avoir, which means to have in English, but in this case, it is used to express a feeling or state of being. The verb avoir is conjugated in the first person singular present tense. J'ai, which means I have. Froid means cold and is used as an adjective in this sentence, describing the state of the speaker. Je suis détendu. I am relaxed. This sentence uses the je form of the verb être to be conjugated in the present tense. Détendu is the past participle of the verb détendre to relax. It is used here as an adjective to describe the subject. Je I. This is a common way to use past participles in French. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus adjective. Je suis détendu. I am relaxed. This sentence is simple and uses the present tense of the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis. The word détendu is the feminine past participle of the verb détendre to relax, which is used as an adjective here to describe the subject. Je suis sourd. I am deaf. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the être verb to be. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être for the first person singular. Sourd is the adjective meaning deaf. Je suis sourd. I am deaf. This sentence is in the present tense and it uses the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular form. Suis. Sourd is the feminine form of the adjective. Sourd. Deaf. The adjective agrees with the subject. Je. I, which is feminine. J'en ai fini. I'm done. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. It's formed by the auxiliary verb avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. J'ai is the subject pronoun. Je I, conjugated with the verb avoir in the present tense. A is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir. For the subject pronoun, je, fini, is the past participle of the verb finir, to finish. The pronoun a stands in for the object of the verb finir. It is used when the object is already mentioned or understood in the context of the conversation. In this case, a refers to whatever the speaker was working on or discussing. Je suis juste. I am fair. This sentence uses the être verb in the present tense, conjugated as suis. For the first person singular, the adjective juste describes the subject, which is I. The literal translation of this sentence would be, I am just. However, in English, we use fair as a more common translation to convey the same meaning. J'ai la peau claire. I have fair skin. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb avoir, which means to have. J is the contraction of je. I and a is the first person singular conjugation of avoir. La is the feminine singular definite article and peau means skin. Claire is an adjective meaning fair or light. Cool, Raoul. That's great, Raoul. This is a simple exclamation, expressing enthusiasm or agreement. The phrase is made up of two words. Cool is an English word adopted into French, meaning great or awesome. It expresses a positive feeling. Raoul is a French name, used here as a form of address. It's like saying, cool, Raoul.